Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. If this is your first time, hello. My name's Mr. Jim, and I love story time so much. Parents, I am a dad of three kids. Me and my wife, we live in South Carolina, and we love story time. We know the battle with screen time can be relentless, but we love that these stories give you an opportunity for your kids to still have fun and be imaginative without a screen. Well, today's story comes to us from one of my friends, Slater. Hey, Slater, he sent me an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Just head over to kidshortstories.com, send me your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. This one's super crazy, about a cotton candy volcano. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go!
Pearl, I think it's ready. I've been working so hard on this volcano. It's finally it's gonna work. The world will love cotton candy forever.
That was the voice of Tickles the Troll. Tickles lived underground, and he was a little troll that was obsessed with cotton candy. I like cotton candy, do you? What is your favorite color of cotton candy? Or if you could make cotton candy any color, what would it be? I really like the blue and the pink when they're mixed together. That's kind of a fun one. Well, Tickles was so obsessed with cotton candy that he had discovered a way to make a volcano that launches out cotton candy. I know. That sounds pretty amazing, right? Well, unfortunately, this story takes a turn for the worst. Slater was working on riding his bike at home. He had been practicing for a really long time and finally could go super duper fast. Woohoo! As he zoomed down the street and turned into his driveway, he pretended that he was in a race car. He was even really good at slamming on his back brakes and sliding his tire. Whoa, that was a cool one. Slater was also on the spy team, and he used his bike as a part of his spy missions. Sometimes jetpacks are great, but sometimes bikes are better. Bzz, 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 bzz. Oh, I gotta go check that message, said Slater. He ran inside to a secure location, his bedroom, and pressed the message because he couldn't let any of the other kids in the neighborhood hear the secret message.
Slater, this is HQ. Something unusual has happened. In your neighborhood, a volcano is starting to grow under the ground.
A volcano? Shouted Slater.
Yes, a volcano. You need to evacuate the entire neighborhood before it erupts all of its lava.
Okay, let's go. Slater started running house to house, telling everyone about the volcano that was growing. They could see it. It was growing over by the park that was in his neighborhood. It was coming out of the ground pretty quickly. And in just a few minutes, it was now bigger than houses and growing every second. Slater had spread the news to the whole neighborhood to get out of there as fast as possible. They all ran up a mountain nearby to stay from at a safe distance, but they could watch the volcano. All of a sudden, the ground started to shake.
It's about to blow! Take cover! Shouted Slater.
Everyone fell on the ground and covered their heads with their hands. The volcano erupted. And what is that? It's not lava, shouted Slater. They couldn't believe it. They didn't know what it was, but it was pink and it was floating down from above. It was like clouds. It was a lot of this pink stuff. As it gently fell down to the ground, even up to the mountain where all the people were, Slater was the first to touch it. as he poked it with a stick. The stick did not melt, so he knew it wasn't lava. All right, everyone, it's not going to burn you, but I'm not sure what it is. Slater knelt down and smelled it. It smells like cotton candy. Slater grabbed some with his hand and licked a tiny piece with his tongue and... Guys, it's a cotton candy volcano! Woohoo! Everyone erupted into screaming with excitement. They couldn't believe it. This was like the best party ever. They thought this was going to be the worst day in their whole lives of having a real volcano erupt in their neighborhood. But now, because it's a cotton candy one, everyone was so excited. They ran back down to their houses because their yards were completely full of cotton candy. As they started to gather it in bags, the ground started to shake and the volcano erupted. More cotton candy! Woohoo! Everyone was so excited for more, but it was starting to get pretty deep. The cotton candy was now as high as their belly button. Whoa! That is a lot of cotton candy all over the neighborhood. Pretty soon, by the end of the day, the cotton candy was taller than their houses. Slater, what are we going to do? I can't even see you. Slater and all of his friends were standing just a few feet apart from each other, but they were standing inside of cotton candy. They could barely even see each other. All right, guys, I need you all to go back home. Something isn't right here. Slater ran back to his house because he knew this could be trouble. Something that started as the best day ever might end very badly. Don't you think it would be the best day ever to have a cotton candy volcano in your neighborhood? Whoa, yes, I think that would be the best day, but what if it never turned off? What if it kept shooting out cotton candy, like, forever and ever? Oh dear. That could be bad. Slater called it in to HQ. Shh, HQ, come in. We have an emergency. Over.
What's going on, Slater? We heard that it's a cotton candy volcano. That's amazing.
Yeah, I know. It sounds amazing, but it's not stopping. Can you pull up some reports to see how much cotton candy is underground? HQ was able to pull up the satellite feed, which was going to do an X-ray of the ground surrounding the volcano. They could measure to see how much cotton candy was underground and how long it would continue erupting.
Slater, this is not good. We're sending you the report now.
Slater received the report of the X-ray of underground volcano and... Oh no. Based on my calculations? Said Slater. This might keep erupting for weeks or months or forever.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, Pearl, this is the best doll ever,
said Tickles the Troll. He was so happy to spread his cotton candy love with the whole wide world. He was running around celebrating his lifelong project.
Woohoo! Ow! Who's that?
Ouch! Who is that? Said Slater.
My name's Tickles. What are you doing here?
Well, I'm trying to figure out how to turn off this volcano, said Slater.
Turn it off? What are you talking about? This is the best thing in the whole wide world,
shouted Tickles. Slater and Tickles then talked for a very long time. Slater was describing how this volcano would now never turn off. Yeah, and you see, that's why we have to turn it off. Otherwise, the whole world is going to get covered in cotton candy. Way too much for people to eat. And now, it's going to get dangerous.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that does sound pretty bad. Well, there is an off button underground, but if I turn it off, then I'll never be able to turn it back on ever again.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Tickles. Said Slater. I know you've worked so hard on this project, but I think that's the right thing to do.
Okay.
Tickles ran down in a cave to his underground home and turned off the volcano for good. Wow, Tickles, I know that was so hard for you to do, but you saved the city and maybe even the whole world, said Slater.
Oh, no, but I just don't know what to do with all this cotton candy now.
Well, I think I have an idea, said Slater. That weekend, Slater, Tickles, and the whole city threw a ginormous cotton candy party. They had to do something with all this cotton candy, and so they made a party out of it. Woohoo! That would be awesome. I wish that happened in my neighborhood. Well, if you ever see a cotton candy volcano, please invite me to the party. The end. Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Brennan Reese from Houston, Texas, Tema from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, Brooklyn from Connecticut, Dash, Sully, and Rosie from North Carolina, Mila from Portland, Oregon, and Cole from Bronxville, New York. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. And guess what? There's so many more stories. I'll see you over there. Bye.